Morena, e te whānau. You are on 95BFM in the studio in the most incredible blue suit this morning. We've got the wonderful Brynley Stent. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you guys?
Oh, good.
Good.
Very good.
Surviving and thriving.
Yeah, I like that I just pretended like I haven't already asked you that when I walked in the room.
That's showbiz.
Yeah, you are a showbiz professional, comedy pro, Billy T winner.
Yeah.
We were just also discussing off air when you actually won. 2021, there's been a thing called a pandemic and a few other stuff happening that sort of knocked the Billy T award around a bit in the last year, but it's back.
Totally.
And we're talking about the Billy T Jams, which is a very important part of this process. Tell us a wee bit about, well, first of all, what is the Billy T award?
Well, Brynley? The Billy T award is a comedy award named after the brilliant Billy T James. And it is an award for recognizing, I guess, the freshest up-and-coming comedians in the industry. Rising stars, as they like to call it.
So you are a risen star at this point because you won it.
Yeah, I'm like bread. Well, I'm risen.
I mean, it is one of those awards that it's super, you know, coveted as a performer because it is a really important marker of where you're at with your comedy and your career. What's it been like for you, I guess, sort of sitting in that space for a while?
It was quite weird because I'm a sketch comedian. I don't do stand up. I tried it for a year and absolutely I was so bad at it, hated it. Just something about looking dead in the eyes of people as you try and tell them jokes that you've pre-written. Power to the people who do it. So I was sort of in there being like, I don't know if I'll ever win this, and I don't know if I ever need to win this award just because what I was doing was kind of different. But then I was thinking about all the past winners, and there have been quite a few sort of off the beaten track performers, as you will, Hamish Parkinson, David Krayos, people like that. And so when I was in there, I was like, well, it doesn't matter if I win or lose. It's just like, it's just another way to sort of get my name out there and have fun. And yeah
totally. And I mean, the thing about any performing community in New Zealand is it's small, everyone does know each other. It's also a lovely way to celebrate your mates and a bunch of amazing comedy that, you know, the comedians on the circuit know is good and have seen is good for years, and it's a great way of putting them in front of an audience who maybe hasn't had a chance to see that.
Yeah, totally. There are five nominees every year, so it's kind of like a cool little benchmark of if you can't make many shows or if you don't know which shows to go to, often you can just be like, oh, what are the five Billy T nominees, because you'll know that they're good up-and-comers and also that there's like a range of different people who have been chosen, I guess.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Speaking of, who are our five nominees this year?
Oh, okay. Let me see if I can remember off the top of my head. Janae Henry, Jack Ansett, Abby Howes, Gabby Anderson, and Maria Williams. Oh, I remember them all. Yes.
Amazing.
It's like they're like my children. I've got to be like, can't forget a child.
No. Love them all very much. So the Billy T Jams is a really fun and important part of this process. Tell us a wee bit about what that night looks like.
Yeah. So the way that the Billy T actually works, I'll just give a bit of context, is that you apply to be a nominee, you pitch in front of a panel, and you do some stand up in front of that panel, and then you they go away and they decide, and then you're a Billy T nom for about, I would say, 6 months. So you get decided in October and your show's in May. The Billy T Jams is a thing that happens in, what month is it now? March. and it's just a showcase for those Billy T's nominees to like have a go and put themselves, it's like, kind of like their debutante ball moment.
Amazing. You know,
it's like, here I am, we're going to do a show. They all perform, but it's low stakes. So it's not, they're not getting judged on it. So it's not something that, it's kind of like the nice bit of the whole process, because you know that you get to perform in front of a big crowd and you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. I am imagining them all sort of like coming down the stairs like in any American teen movie, the prom scene, Pretty in Pink, you know, coming down and then doing a stand-up set.
Yeah.
Or some other type of comedy set. What's the spread of performers' vibes like this year? Is it a lot of stand-up? What's the energy in the room?
It's actually quite theatrical this year.
Cool.
Yes, I would say, because I wouldn't say any of them are fully traditional stand-up.
Wow.
Like, they all are storytellers. A lot of them come from theatre backgrounds. I would say Jack's maybe the closest, but even he's doing like this kind of alternative kind of comedy on the side. He's been trolling the Ponsonby Facebook page and, you know, Ponsonby community Facebook. But they're all cool and they're all very theatrical, which I think maybe points to maybe the taste of the judges.
Oh, yeah.
We've got some more theatrical people in there, so.
Theatre darlings.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice. So people can come along to the Billy T. James. And you're going to be hosting it.
I am.
What does that mean for you? Do you have to sort of like hold their hand while they walk down the debutante stairs? Or
metaphorically, yes.
Yeah, nice.
No, I'm just holding it together. And in the past when I did it, I can't remember who hosted my... Oh, it would have been Cutta Forrester. When she hosted it, she was kind of doing the... She was like, I'm the punching bag. Be mean to me if you're going to like be mean to anyone. And let these performers like have their go. So maybe I guess that's me this year, but I think I'll have to have a therapist on hand.
In the wings.
Yeah, because I don't know if I can handle that. I mean,
if a good counsellor has a good counsellor. So,
true.
You know, it's all circle of support, really.
Yeah.
So people can head along to the Billy T. James. Where do they go for get tickets?
Well, I guess it would be comedyfest.co.nz, I'm gathering. But also, I think it's at Rangatira, so you could probably also get them from Q Theatre.
Nice. And this is the 3rd of March. Billy T. James. It's going to be great. You can also, you know, say the thing that everybody does love to say, whether they want to admit it to themselves or not, that you saw them before they were super famous.
That's true.
In the early days of their comedy.
Yeah.
So get amongst. Go and see some great comedy and some great hosting from Brinley Stent as well.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in, Brinley.
Oh, it's always a pleasure and an honour.
What else have you got on at the moment? You got any cool things coming up? Any like little projects on the burn? We've got you here in the hot seat.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll have my new comedy fest show in May. It's called Frigid. Coming up. And then I'm doing a show in Christchurch called Sweeties. It's a theatre show with my friend Ella Hope Higginson. It's about all about female competition.
Cool.
Is it good? Nice. Is it bad? It's probably bad, but yeah.
Definitely happens.
Come along to find out.
Thanks so much, Brinley. We'll see you soon.
All right, thank you.